What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled There's No Such Thing as Homeless Woman, featuring Ari the Scammer. So, there's this girl out in Hollywood by the name of Ari. Her channel here on YouTube is called All In with Ari. It's this girl who claims to be homeless, that she was abused, and now she's living in a car, and her first video makes several millions of views. She quickly racks up hundreds of thousands of subscribers. She immediately puts up her Cash App and Patreon, and now the girl is shopping for Mercedes-Benz in Beverly Hills, okay? A lot of people have already exposed this girl as a flat-out scammer. I'm not going to sit here and have to tell you how this woman is a scammer or expose her or having to expose her. Guys, you need to understand, man, there is no such thing as homeless woman, okay? Unless a bitch is extremely old, extremely fat, or extremely ugly, or just whacked out on crack, there's no such thing as a homeless woman, okay? Now, this Ari girl, the scammer, she's a decent looking girl, looks like she's in her 20s, she's skinny, she's fit, she looks feminine. As somebody who actually was homeless in LA, now let's get one thing straight, okay? Unlike Yogi Obes, I wasn't poor. Unlike Coach Bitch Pill, I wasn't low IQ. I was homeless because I chose to do that. Because think about it. Do you want to go out and rent a apartment in LA for $1,000 a month? Or would you much rather live in a car? Because at the end of the day, guys, you're pretty much gonna do the same thing in the car that you will do at your house. Now, I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, well, Omar, you can't shower in your car. There's something called the gym membership. Well, how are you gonna go to the bathroom? Hey, man, go to Walmart, go to Ralph's, go to Publix, man. Go to fucking Chipotle. Go to KFC, you know? There's no reason for you to have an apartment paying God knows how much nowadays, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, unless of course you either plan on having a family or bringing woman over. Other than that, ain't nothing you can do in an apartment that you can't do in a car. So, When I was out in LA, guys, if you guys remember, I used to barbecue in the park. This was before Scamarona. You know, before Scamarona happened, I was actually homeless in LA from 2004 to 2009, living in a car. I got an apartment. That's how I knew that paying $1,000 a month for an apartment was a waste, because ain't nothing I was doing in the apartment I couldn't do in the freaking car I was sleeping in. Then, when I started MGTOW TV about 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, you know, I was losing $1,000 a month at one point, if you guys remember. I worked as a delivery driver, Amazon Flex, DoorDash, shit like that in the Bay Area. I was working 15 hours a day. I was making over $200 a day. You know, I was averaging over $5,000 a month out in the Bay Area doing the delivery stuff. This was how I was able to fund MGTOW TV in the beginning. Now, I also did delivery shit like that in LA, you know. The first 15, 16 years of my life, I was in LA. Then after that, the last, you know, 3-4 years, I was up in the Bay Area, because I personally like the Bay Area more than LA, especially Mountain View. I don't know why, I really liked Mountain View. Anyways, when I was doing delivery in LA, man, let me tell you something, guys. I would deliver food to all these luxury condos, especially the condos that are on Wilshire Boulevard, you know, Wilshire in the Santa Monica area. You know, when you're going towards Santa Monica, there's that stretch of Wilshire Boulevard that's like around the Beverly Hills area. It's kind of like West LA. It's and that's where they have all these luxury condos. That's where all, you know, the big hitters in Hollywood, banking, media, that's where all the rich people live when they want to get themselves a nice condo, okay? And I can't tell you guys the number of times I would go to one of these condos. And when you go to one of these condos, guys, one of those luxury condos, okay, it's kind of like a hotel. They actually have a lobby and they have a security guard. They have a maitre d'. I know some of you guys are gonna say, a maitre d', isn't he the guy who like isn't he like the head waiter at a fancy schmancy restaurant? They have, you know, concierge, that's the name, yes. So at these fancy schmancy hotel, not just hotels, but luxury condos. You know, some of these luxury condos are kind of like hotels, but long-term for rich people who come in from overseas and what have you. So when I go to these fancy schmancy condominiums on Wilshire Boulevard, just to give you an example, man, you go into the lobby, you got security guard, you got concierge, you got the bellhop. It's kind of like a hotel, you know. Because again, in Hollywood, a lot of people who live out in Hollywood, man, they're out there for maybe a couple of months. So they want to live in affluence and luxury. So I can't tell you the number of times, guys, I'd be like fucking delivering, you know, fucking DoorDash, right? So I'd go into these fancy schmancy luxury condos on Wilshire Boulevard. I go in there, you know, I go to the concierge and I'm like, hey man, I'm here to deliver to John Smith. And he'd be like, John Smith? I'm just giving you a name, for example, okay? He'd be like, John Smith? John Smith hasn't been here for a while. He's on a business trip. And then usually the security guard or bellhop would be like, oh, his girlfriend must be using his app again. Guys, if you are a fucking decent looking woman out in fucking LA like Airy, you ain't homeless, okay? There's always gonna be some simp out there who's gonna put you up in his multi-million dollar condo, okay? Let me tell you something, guys, okay? Now, I'm not a tax accountant, okay? But a lot of these Hollywood guys, when they pick up these dirty sharmutas like Airy, she's actually a business expense. Let me say that one more time, okay? These Hollywood executives, you know, these media executives, when they pick up these dirty chicksas like Airy, she's a business expense, you know? Look at it from this way, okay? If you are a manager, let's say you're managing fucking Jennifer Lopez back in her heydays, right? You're Jennifer Lopez's manager. You buy her a nice dress, you get her some cosmetic surgery, all that is tax deductible. So these Hollywood executives, these media moguls, you know, when they get themselves a girl like fucking Airy, you know, that homeless scammer, they would write her off as an expense. So when they take her out, when they fucking, you know, take her on trips, they say, oh yeah, she's my client, when in reality she's their sugar baby. But hey, you know, it's a friend with benefit. It's really friends with benefit, but she can also be written off as a tax write-off. So a lot of these girls out there, man, if you're a decent looking girl, you ain't homeless in LA. That's the bottom fucking line, okay? Now, in the case of Ari becoming a YouTube sensation, her very first video got tens of millions of views, and she got hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and subsequently she raised like tens of thousands of dollars via Cash App, Patreon, YouTube ads, to the point where, you know, she was at a Mercedes-Benz dealership in fucking Beverly Hills. You know, a Mercedes nowadays in Beverly Hills, that's at least $50,000-$60,000. And this girl has only been on YouTube for not even a full week, and her channel is monetized, her Patreon is off the chains, and guys are cash apping her from all over the world. What you guys need to understand is that this is manipulation by YouTube, okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the software we use for MGTOW TV, it's the same software that RoxyTube and Brand New Tube use. Let me say that one more time, okay? The software that powers MGTOW TV is used by Brand New Tube and RoxyTube. Now, the reason why our site does so well, it's because I customize the shit out of it. However, out of the box, the MGTOW TV software, okay, it has an option where you can put fake views. Yes, let me say that one more time. The MGTOW TV software, because again, it's software I bought. You can actually buy your own software for MGTOW TV, but good luck customizing it and getting it to run on a massive scale like I did. You have the option of making fake views. This is why when you go to these websites that look like MGTOW TV and you see a video that has like 50,000-60,000 views, but you look around and you're like, this site looks dead. Yeah, they're using fake views to give you the illusion that they have a popular website when in reality they are not. So they're scamming you in essence, okay? Now, in the 3 going on to 4 years that MGTOW TV was around, I never ever once did fake views for any video, nor I ever will, because that's scamming. You know, a lot of these software that's being, you know, for example, a lot of these dating websites, they have fake profiles just to give you the illusion that there are people on the website. Because, you know, again, if you go to a website or a restaurant and you look around and you're like, hey man, there's not that many people here, it's probably not a good place to be, you're gonna leave. So a lot of these softwares out there, guys, they have fake views, fake profiles to give you the illusion that the platform is doing well when in reality it's not. Now, I don't do that. Again, I never ever utilized fake views on MGTOW TV. We have that option. I never used it, nor will I ever. However, you guys have to understand, if we have that, you don't think Susan has a button? You guys don't think that Susan has a button that says, hey, make this content creator go viral? And fucking Aerie, she said, hey, I'm just a regular girl who made a regular video in my regular car and I went viral. You guys saw me make videos from my car for fucking 4 fucking years. Did I go viral? Nope. And when I did go viral, what happened? Susan deleted my channel. Just like Susan has a button that says delete this guy, Susan has a button that says fucking upgrade this Sharmuta. So what happened with Airy the scammer is an inside job, okay? I pretty much almost guarantee you, okay, because again, this Ari scammer, she's out in Hollywood, so she's probably an actress, she's probably been to the casting couch, she probably befriended some Hollywood executive who wanted to flex on her. You guys need to understand, man, back in my day when I tried to make it in Hollywood back in 2005, man, the only way, baby, they can make you a star is if they put you in a multi-million dollar movie and then they have to wait for a year, 2 or 3 until that movie is released. Now, I don't know if any of you guys ever watched the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It stars Danny DeVito and 3 other guys who actually co-wrote. They're the ones who started the TV show, okay? I haven't watched it in years, so I forgot the names of everybody in the cast other than Danny DeVito, but the 3 guys, especially this I forgot his name, McMahon or McHoney. You know, he's an Italian-looking dude. He's the one who really founded the show. But here's the thing, man, because in Hollywood back in the day, you just can't put a show up on TV and bada bing, bada boom, it goes viral. You know, I can, for example, this video, man, I can make this video, right now, and then half an hour later, this video is on social media going viral. But in Hollywood, man, back in my day, you just couldn't do that, right? You have to film the TV show. You know, it might take you a week, 2 weeks to film a TV show. Then it might take you several more weeks, maybe even a month or two to edit the show. Then you have to wait until your time slot comes, which might be another 3-4 maybe even half a year down the road, okay? So in Hollywood, you know, if you wanted to baby be a star back in the day, you know, if it's a movie, you have to wait at least a year, maybe 2 years before your movie is released, okay? If it's a TV show, you have to wait maybe upwards of half a year from the time you sign on to the TV show until it's actually aired. It's going to be at least half a year, okay? With YouTube, social media, MGTOW TV, you can do the video right now, half an hour later, the whole world is watching it. But out in Hollywood, man, back in the day, you just can't instantly go viral. You just can't pick up the camera, hey everybody, and then half an hour later you go viral. That doesn't happen in Hollywood, at least not back in my day in 2015. Anyway, so the guy who co-wrote It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he said, here I was, you know, I was just some waiter in LA working on this Hollywood set. And he said, you know, I was actually working as a waiter while filming It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He said that he actually felt embarrassed by working as a waiter while filming a TV show out in Hollywood. But again, for him to properly get paid, that TV show has to air, and then it has to make money, and then he finally gets paid. So that's just to give you an idea, guys, that back in my day, man, baby, you can't become a star overnight. You have to wait until your movie or TV show actually gets released, which might be several months or maybe upwards of a year later. Anyway, so in case of this Ari girl, what in all likelihood happened, she got some Jew bagel out in Hollywood who's like, hey man, I'm gonna flex on this shiksa. You know, he calls up Susan. He's like, hey Susan, hey listen, I got this dirty sharmuto over here. I want her to go viral. And Susan, you know, she hit the viral button, and all of a sudden, you know, this homeless girl living out of her car is all of a sudden, you know, she goes viral, tens of millions of views, hundreds of thousands of subscribers. She made tens of thousands of dollars in a week. You guys out there, you need to understand, man, this is an inside job. If any of you guys actually donated to this Sharmuta Airy, you know, because she was saying, oh, I'm an abuse victim, my family turned their back on me, but the reality of the matter is it turns out that she abused her own children, and she was a troublemaker, she's an alcoholic, you know, she probably has warrants for her. If any of you guys actually donated to this whore, you should personally sue Susan and that freaking Curry Sale who runs Google, because that was an inside job. I'm telling you guys, as a software engineer, as a person who runs his own software, okay, Ari, an other woman who all of a sudden said, hey guys, I was homeless yesterday, but now I'm a multimillionaire, that's a fucking inside job. They didn't go viral. They didn't get lucky. You know, the algorithm didn't promote them. No, this was an inside job by Susan, YouTube, and that fucking Curry Sale who runs Google to manipulate people, okay? So if any of you guys donated money to Ari, sue YouTube, sue Google, and personally sue Susan and that Indian curry sale who's the head of Google for manipulation, for deceitful practices, and, you know, make a class action lawsuit. Go after them. That's the way I see it. But the point here that I'm trying to tell you guys is that when you see these women who are like, for example, Ari, for example, you know, she claimed to be a good Christian girl. Turns out the bitch was an alcoholic. She abused her own children. Her parents, her adoptive parents filed a restraining order against her. But yet she came out, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, right? And for you Muslim guys watching this, man, when you guys see a fucking hijabi saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, it's the same motherfucking thing. She's a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta who's being used by the Zionist to manipulate you and take advantage of you. You know, what do I always tell you guys? I, Amar Mitwali, would rather be thought of as a dirty Jew than a good Muslim. Why? There is no... God, see, you know who God hates the most? The munafiq, the hypocrite, you know? A kafir, or an infidel for you Christians out there, a kafir is well known. You take somebody like Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie is a kafir slash an infidel. We can tell, okay? But the munafiq, okay? The person who acts, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I'm a good Christian, I'm a good Jew, I'm a good Muslim, but in reality, they are the most despicable people on the face of the planet. God hates those people the most. So I'd rather go down as a dirty Jew than a good Muslim when it comes to perception of me. This is why I always tell you guys out there, when you ever see a hijabi on the internet, you know, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, you know, twerking, she's a munafiq, okay? It's the same thing with Ari. You know, whether you're a Christian or you're Muslim, you know, any woman out there who goes out, twerks on camera, shows you the good goods, and claims to be a righteous woman who's walking with God, trust and believe, she's the total and complete opposite of what she's trying to sell you. She only wants your money and your attention. Now, you're probably asking, yo, Amr, why would the Jews manipulate us like that? You see, the Jews have to do a litmus test every now and then to see how gullible the goyim are, okay? You see, Jews run false flag operations all the time, but at the same time, the Jews have to know, how far can we get away with this false flag operation? So they do the psyops every now and then just to see where they stand with the goyim. Are the goyim gonna take it hook, line, and sinker? Or are they actually gonna use their brain and say, hey man, this just doesn't add up? You know, Coach Greg Adams just did a video about this sharmuta, and a lot of people out there actually exposed her, you know. I saw her channel in my YouTube feed a couple of days ago, and I'm like, this is such a fucking scam. I was actually surprised to learn that, you know, 3-4 days ago, people were already exposing her on YouTube. So that's a good sign that goyim are beginning to use their brain. Now, for the Jews, that's a bad thing because they want you to take it hook, line, and sinker like 9/11. I mean, 21 years later, even TFM to this very day believes that Muslims were responsible for 9/11. Are you telling me that these Saudi hijackers, who probably were the same size as fucking Yogi Obes, 5'4", scrawny Arabs, are you telling me that these guys were able to commandeer 4 planes while they have like fucking 150, 200 Americans on each plane? Are you telling me that fucking 4 Yogi Obes were able to overcome a plane of 150, 200 Americans? Are you telling me that 200 Americans sat on their asses while fucking Yogi Obes flew the plane into the Twin Towers? Come on, man. But this just goes to show you guys, the Jews, every now and then, they have to have a litmus test to see how far they can scam the Goyim. Because the reality of the matter, guys, it's easier to scam the Goyim than it is to convince the Goyim that they are being scammed. You know who said that quote? Mark Twain, you know. Mark Twain was a dirty, dirty Jew. His real name was not Mark Twain. You know, that's another thing you guys need to understand. When the Jews came to America, they changed their name. They went from Shlomo to like Humphrey Bogart or something like that. You know, a lot of Jews who came and made it big in Hollywood, their real name was something like Herschel, Goldwyn, Goldfish, shit like that, but they changed it to something Christian. That way the Goyim don't know that they're getting scammed by Jews. I mean, imagine if a Muslim wants to kill you, right? Is he gonna say, hey man, my name is Muhammad Ahmed? No, he's gonna say my name is fucking John Smith, right? It's the same thing with the Jews. If the Jews want to scam you, they're not going to say, hey man, my name is Shlomo Shekelstein. They're not going to say that. They're going to change their names. So, the Jews, every now and then, they have to do a litmus test to see how far they can get away with their scams. Because this test with this Ari shows a lot to the Jews. In fact, I myself, as a Jew, I actually was pleasantly surprised again that the Goyim actually used their brain and they discovered that this Ari was a fucking scam artist, you know. I knew that from day number one, because as a Jew, I know how my own kind operate. I knew that from day number one, you know, especially when the bitch comes out and she calls you, when she calls you watermelons. Hey, what are my watermelons doing today? What the fuck, bitch, calling us watermelons? Are you fucking retarded? But again, it's a Jew scam. I knew it was a Jew scam before I even played the video, but I was pleasantly surprised that the Goyim actually used their brains and came to that conclusion a couple of days ago. So the bottom line here, guys, I want you to understand is that you have to start using your brain, guys. Always ask yourself the question, okay? You guys need to understand, man. Scam artists are gonna do one of two things. Either they're gonna come out to you and they're gonna play victim. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You know, they'll act like they're godly, ordained people. Or they're going to carry a false flag operation and they're going to say, oh yeah, Bin Laden and those guys over in Afghanistan with a freaking diaper on their head. Yeah, those are the masterminds of 9/11 over there. Has nothing to do with the fact that, oh, I don't know, Building 7 fell down by itself and that there were $2+ trillion right before 9/11 that were unaccounted for. But when Building 7 went down, the U.S. government was like, oh yeah, that's where the information for the $2 trillion was. But because of those crazy guys in the Middle East, I guess we will never know where $2 trillion disappeared. Not to mention, guys, that firefighters and first responders who came to the scene, they said, we heard firecrackers. We heard many explosions. We saw thermal, I'm not a fucking, you know, first responder or an engineer, but they said that this definitely was a inside job. Not to mention, guys, you need to understand is that when the Building 7 went down all by itself, they actually showed the image once on TV, and they never showed it again. Not to mention, guys, that the owner of the Twin Towers was a Jew. And on top of that, guys, the owner of the Twin Towers, he actually took a big insurance policy just before the Twin Towers went down. So that's one, you know, 9/11 was the biggest scam the Jews have ever pulled off. Let me say that one more time. 9/11 was the biggest scam, even bigger than the Holocaust. You know, the Holocaust is a fucking scam. Are there good Jews who died in World War II? Absolutely. How do we know that there were Jews who were murdered in World War II? Because George Soros said his job with the Nazis was to find all the good Jews, turn them over to the Nazis, and in return, he would get their confiscated property. This is how George Soros became rich, not because he was hardworking or high IQ, but simply because he stole the property of Jews he ratted out to the Nazis. So yes, there were good Torah-abiding Jews who were sacrificed in the Holocaust, but was the Holocaust the big deal they made it out to be? Abso-freaking-lutely not. Did 6 million Jews die? That scam is up there with 9/11. But 9/11 really was the biggest scam that the Jews ever pulled off, because that scam scammed the American people. You know, the Holocaust, the Holocaust, see, here's the thing, man. The Holocaust, even though it was a scam, the difference between the Holocaust and 9/11 is that 9/11, if the Jews got caught red-handed for 9/11, they would have been exterminated, okay? If the American people on September 12th, 2001, realized that the Jews were responsible for 9/11, the Jews in this country would have been slaughtered right there, okay? When the Jews pulled off that Holocaust scam, you know, they played the victim. People didn't know any better. You know, the American people didn't care because, oh, well, that war happened over there, you know, across the pond. None of our business. But 9/11 really was our business. So that's what I'm saying, man. If the American people knew that the Jews were responsible for 9/11, the Jews would have been slaughtered on September 12th, 2001. So again, the Jews, every now and then, guys, they have to run these mini scams just to see, are the goyim waking up to our scams? Are they actually using their brain? And this is what I want you guys to understand. When anything out there happens and all of a sudden you see the government saying, oh, we're the victim, oh, bad guys over there, you know, ask yourself, who's benefiting from this? Did the Taliban benefit from 9/11? Nope. Did Saddam benefit from 9/11? Nope. But according to the Zionist-controlled U.S. government, oh yeah, Bin Laden and the Taliban and Saddam, they're all in on it. Same thing with Gaddafi, right? But ask yourself, who benefits from these false flag operations, okay? Who benefits from Scamarona? Who benefits from the Holocaust? Who benefits from 9/11? This is what you guys have to do, okay? Whenever you see somebody claiming to be a victim or somebody who is psychologically deflecting by saying, oh, that's the bad guys over there, they're the problem, I'm a good person, that's the problem over there, ask yourself, who is benefiting from these actions? Okay, guys? So that's my video for you guys for today. Don't give your money to any random person on the internet, especially a woman, guys, because every woman knows if she's decent looking, she gets on the internet, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, you know, she claims to be an abuse victim. She knows that she's gonna get money, man. You know, I was actually watching Ari's Patreon, man. When she put up her Patreon link, She got like $500 within minutes of putting up a Patreon link. And this doesn't include God knows how many tens of thousands of dollars she got on Cash App, man. So that woman, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ari, even though it's been less than a week, that she made over $100. I would say from her YouTube scandal, she probably made over $100,000 just in less than 10 days alone, man. And, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this or not. Wasn't there like a black girl a couple of years ago? You know, she did like a few videos where she was like, oh, look at me, I'm living in my van. And her videos were getting like millions of views. And then all of a sudden she disappeared. Yeah, she got that bag and she ran. Now, there was this black girl who did a video for DoorDash, you know, talking about how much money she makes on DoorDash and stuff like that. And her video went viral, okay? You better believe, okay? I'm telling you what's happening, man. I'm telling you what's happening, okay? You better believe that DoorDash found a Hollywood casting agent and they said, hey, YouTube, can you make this video go viral for us so we can get people to work for DoorDash? And YouTube said, all right, DoorDash, how much are you willing to spend us to give us, right? So you guys out there need to understand, man, Susan has a button that she can press that she can make anybody into a star. This is what, you know, guys, I'm gonna tell you before I close this video, guys, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I went to a Hollywood workshop. It cost me $1,200. Was it a scam? Did it benefit me? No, it didn't benefit me at all. Was it a scam? Kind of. But there is one thing from that workshop, that actor workshop, that made it all worthwhile for me. Because in that actor's workshop is that they get casting directors, they get producers. Of course, all these people are getting kickbacks from all the dumb actors who are stupid enough to fork over $1,200 for a one-week actor workshop. So it was either a casting director or a producer. And this is what they said, and I never forgot that. Even though it's been well over 15 years, I never forgot that one line that either it was a casting producer or an actual producer. But the line was, I can take anybody from this room and I can turn you into a star. This is what you guys need to understand about the power of the Jews. The Jews can literally take anybody they want and turn that person into a star. Nowadays, literally, they can do that overnight. So when you see all of a sudden people, especially women, exploding onto the YouTube scene, literally the first video they ever make, it gets millions of views. Trust and believe it's manipulation by the system. Trust and believe that some acting company called up Susan. They're like, hey, we want this person to go viral. We want, you know, again, in the case of the woman with DoorDash, you know, I guarantee you DoorDash called up Susan. They're like, hey, Susan, we want this video to go viral so we can hire drivers. And the black girl who did that video, guys, you know, not only did she get ad money, she also put down her DoorDash affiliate link. Because with DoorDash, referral link. You know, with DoorDash, you know, back at that time, you know, a couple of years ago before Scamarona happened, if you signed up with DoorDash via somebody's referral link, that somebody could make up to $300, $400, $500 per sign up. So imagine this girl, she had millions of views, God knows how many tens of thousands of people joined DoorDash using her affiliate link. That girl probably made generational wealth just off of one video alone. Just some random looking girl. She's not talented, she's not super beautiful, just some random black chick that the Jews said, hey, we're gonna turn this girl into a star literally overnight. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. The Jews have such a powerful system, whether it's Hollywood or now YouTube. They can take anybody anywhere in the world, go like this, and that person instantly will become a star overnight. Ari, when she made her video, she went to bed, she woke up the next day, she's a fucking star. She had already created generational wealth in less than 1 week. I told you guys, back in my days in Hollywood, man, back in my days, for you to become a star, you had to wait until your TV show or movie is on the big screen. It might be weeks, months, or even years after you actually act on the set. But with today's social media, man, this video can be up on MGTOW TV in less than 20 minutes. And then it has the potential to go fucking viral. This is where we are in 2022. So the bottom line, guys, use your brain. Always ask yourself, who does this benefit? Why is this person claiming to be a victim? Why are they claiming to be, you know, righteous, better than thou? Why are they always saying the problem is with these people over there? Always ask the question. Who benefits? How do they benefit? This is what you guys need to be asking of everybody who all of a sudden claims to be a victim. All of a sudden they made it big. All of a sudden they put the blame, all their faults on somebody else claiming, you know. See, this is why, you see, this is why women blame the patriarchy. Women blame the patriarchy for everything because women are losers, women are failures. You see, this is also another part of psyops, okay, man? You know, when Muslim woman sees some hijabi twerking her ass on fucking YouTube, millions of followers, thousands of likes, they all want to be like that. What they fail to understand is that this hijabi, Susan, hit the button that said, make this Sharmuta a star overnight, and boom, boom, shakalaka, that happened. That's not going to happen to you because Susan didn't press that button for you to be a star. She pressed it for this one whore of a hijabi, and now all of a sudden, all these Muslim women out there, they all want to go out and they all want to become whores, hoping that they too will get millions of views and hundreds of thousands of subscribers and tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, this is why they get this simple Ari girl, you know, average looking girl, you know, she's homeless, she's making a video from her car, and all of a sudden, you know, in less than one week, she fucking made generational wealth. So how many women out there are like, shit, I could do that myself? It's the same thing with OnlyFans, man. You know, Bella Thorne, she made like $1 million in a couple of hours. Now every fucking hoe on the face of the planet believes that, hey, I can now go on fucking OnlyFans and I can become the next Bella Thorne. It's like, no, you can't. The Jews decided to bless this one person, and then all of you other retards who are chasing after them, you'll never ever be a fraction like them. So what do these women do? Oh, it's the patriarchy's fault that my OnlyFans isn't making me money. It's the patriarchy's fault that my YouTube channel hasn't taken off. Nah, bitch. It's just that how the Jews decided not to fucking bless you. That's all there is to it, man. You know, in my case, Samar Metwali, man, am I upset that Susan is giving me strike and deleting my channels? I'm not upset. Why? Because unlike a woman, I'm not a fucking victim. I'm not weak and pathetic. I just go out there, create my own damn platform. There we go. Mission accomplished, you know. This video is not gonna show up. I don't think this video is gonna show up on YouTube because Susan probably will give me another strike. You know, I already had one strike. You know, another strike. Then they give me another strike and my channel is gone. So, I don't care. I'm just gonna put this video up, MGTOW TV. And I'm happy with what I have, but women, on the other hand, because they're weak, they're pathetic, they're intellectually, morally deficient, like the Prophet Muhammad told us, you know, if they don't become the next Bella Thorne, if they don't become the next fucking bee's knees, you know, badass boss bitch, then it's a patriarchy's fault. It can't be them. They're fine and dandy like cotton candy. You know, and before I close out this video, I know I've been saying I want to close out this video for the past half hour, man, but I mean it this time, man. You know, in the Middle East right now, man, there's a lot of NGOs. NGOs are non-government organizations, but the reality, a lot of these NGOs are actually run by the CIA, and a lot of these NGOs, man, whether it's film and TV or technology, what a lot of these NGOs in Egypt do, because I keep my eye on the tech and film scene in Egypt, what a lot of these NGOs that are really run by MI5 and CIA, what they do in Egypt, man, is that they put women in power. They give them money. For example, man, I was reading a article on the internet, and the article on the internet said, watch out men of Egypt, these are the new boss babes you have to compete with, and you got like fucking four or five mediocre looking women who are like fucking CEOs of tech startups, and if you spend like fucking 5 minutes actually reading what their startup does and how they made their money, you will quickly realize that A, that money that they made was nothing more than the CIA giving them money, fake money, and then you got a bunch of beta male simps and soy boys who are actually working on whatever product that this fake sham company is doing, and of course, you know, these bitches, you know, who have absolutely no skill, no talent, no brain even, all of a sudden they think that they're a boss bitch because fucking CIA gave them some money through a NGO. And all of a sudden these Egyptian hoes think that, you know, they're better than men. But the reality of the matter is they're just doing that so other women can say, hey, if that average looking girl over there, you know, she got fucking $1 million in seed money for her fucking, you know, wake up in the morning and fucking do something retarded, then I can do it too. You know, see, this is what the Jews do. They want to give you guys false hope. See, this is why the Jews had to take Andrew Tate off the this is why the Jews had to scrub Andrew Tate off the internet. The Jews scrubbed Andrew Tate off the internet. Now look, man, I know some of you guys out there, you don't have a favorable view of Andrew Tate. In fact, I myself kind of find a little bit of his life repulsive. You know, as you guys know, as a man of God, you know, I can't do the whole, you know, the whole fucking cam whore thing, casinos, shit like that. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV. I can easily turn MGTOW TV and give Sin Bro into fucking Tatiana.com, and I can make millions of dollars if I let women show their pussy on the internet. But I don't do that because it's haram, you know. So there are some aspects of Andrew Tate's life that, as a man of God, I'm not okay with. But overall, guys, you know, see, the Jews want to give you false hope. This is why Jews give you losers like Ari. They give you mediocre looking girls, mediocre looking men, and they tell you, oh, if they can do it, so can you. But if you can't do it, then something has to be wrong with you. But the reality of the matter is, Jews actually decided to bless these people with their sham money, sham organizations, but they're not gonna bless you. So Andrew Tate, who is really self-made, yes, Andrew Tate is a world kickboxer champion. Yes, he is self-made, even though he made his money from cam whores and casinos. Andrew Tate is somebody who is really self-made. And because he is self-made, you know, he doesn't give you false hope, you know. It takes a lot for you to be like Andrew Tate, okay? It's not easy to be like Andrew Tate. But when you get these girls, oh, I was just a regular girl, I was homeless, I am a mediocre looking, I just made this video because I was bored one day and I uploaded the video and I went and I slept in my car and I woke up in the morning and all of a sudden I got 10 million views, that's gonna give a lot of people out there false hope. But how many of us are going to go out and become a four-time world kickboxing champion like Andrew Tate, you know? How many of us are going to rent out a mansion and run a cam whore site, you know? Not a lot of us are going to do that. So Andrew Tate doesn't give us false hope. This is why the Zionists had to get rid of him, because they want you people out there to get false hope. You know, the worst thing you can do for people is to give them false hope. That's the app, you know, you can rape a person, you can beat a person, but the worst thing you can ever do to any human being is give them false hope. This is why I'm a big fan of the black pill. You know, a lot of people out there, they say the black pill is annihilation, it's giving up. No, man. The black pill is a Nagasaki Hiroshima truth, like Saint Hamoudi would say, you know. And what's that old saying? The truth will set you free. You know, a lot of you guys out there, especially you Indian dudes out there, man, you need to understand it's fucking over for you. Once you realize it's over for you, then that's when you can decide, okay, I'm just gonna fucking buy pussy, or I'm gonna go my own way. You know, the last thing you want is to tell people, oh, well, all you have to do is, grab your junk, walk around town, say, no, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, and that's how you get laid, or, you know, pay me $5,000, come to my boot camp, or fucking, you know, shower and shave, dumb shit like that, you know. So the worst thing you can ever do to anybody is give them false hope, because their hopes will get up, eventually their hopes will be crashed, and that's simply because you just don't have what's inherently needed to succeed. Now, you guys take me for example, you know, I couldn't make it on YouTube, and that's fine. I have the IQ to make my own motherfucking YouTube, okay? How many people out there actually have what it takes to make their own YouTube, their own Facebook, their own Instagram? And just letting you guys know, I'm actually working right now on my own Instagram, you know? So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.